Y'all still just remember my neighbors, her father still in the hospital real bad, and she's hoped that he'll get to come home before his birthday, and they moved him again up on the third floor, so just keep that family in prayer, you know, because I don't know if this man is saved or not, but all we can do, you know, is just pray for him.
Amen.
His name's Robert.
Amen.
Also, I talked to Mark before I came. Kay is running a temperature. So, Mark said he doesn't think they got to the root of her problem at the hospital. So, I don't know.
Tammy texted me before we left. Her pain don't let up anymore than what it is. She said she might have to go to ER with her shoulder. She's had a lot of shoulder problems, and when she keeps Thomas, which y'all all know he's a little humpful, lifting him is making his shoulder worse, so she said that everybody would remember her in prayer that she would let me know if she had to go to ER. And Brenda, I text her, and she's not feeling a whole lot better, but she said maybe she just hadn't had time to all of her meds to get inside of her, so... We got a lot of sick people here tonight.
Amen.
And before we leave, I would like to have a special prayer for Joanne.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Cheers. You have to give me the mic. I need that mic.
Good job, Sharon.
No, I don't know.
He has pneumonia in his right lung, hoping he can pull through this.
Who, Brother Ed?
This is from Patrick.
Talking about Sarah's Patrick?
Yes, yeah. A lot.
Who's got pneumonia?
Yes, her, Patrick's dad in the hospital.
Oh, Ronnie Lindsay.
Oh, my goodness.
And me and Sarah still has the virus, but seems to be getting better. Patrick, thank you for the prayer, for praying for us and my dad.
Amen.
We love you all very much.
His daddy's still so
hard. I'm not going to change it to see more.
Oh, my God. In awesome words,
yes, amen.
Consider all,
bless you, Rita.
The world's thy hands have made.
Woo! What a creator.
I see the stars.
Bless you, Rita. Amen. Swear but no greater, swore by his own name to Abraham. That was enough for Abraham. But he's great in mercy, great in love, greater love of no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, great in forgiveness. I had to counsel a couple this week, and just couldn't get them to forgive. And couldn't get nowhere with them either. Stubborn. But as I got ready to leave, I said, I want to have a word of prayer. And as I was praying for them, I got to thinking about Jesus on the cross.
Oh, my goodness.
Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
And I thought, Lord, if you could forgive us, surely to God, we could forgive one another. And I think about what God has forgave me, and it humbles me, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Greater love. Greater forgiveness. Greater compassion. He's great. How great he is. Amen. Appreciate the songs. Appreciate everybody being here. This is record crowd for Sunday night. Amen. We need to have more business meetings. Hallelujah. All right. Thank God for the rain. And I praise the Lord for being up here myself. I looked up on the website there because I was preaching on mental illness tonight. And I wanted to see how many times I preached on. I preached a series on mental illness, and it was a 3-message series. And this one tonight will be a little different than them. But this one tonight will be the cure for mental illness. We'll take our text out of Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. This world's gone crazy. I mean, this bill they're trying to push through Congress right now is insane.
Yeah.
$700 billion, and all it's going to do is make things worse. But that's how, you know, that's how crazy we've become. We're not rational no more. We're just really, I don't know, brain dead. They're not using their head for nothing but a hat rack, about like me, amen. But we'll take our text out of Romans chapter 1. We'll start our reading in verse number 18. We'll read down to verse number 22, and then we'll jump over to verse number 28 and finish out Romans chapter 1. Yeah, I'm purposely leaving out the homosexual aspect of it. I may touch on it. But I'm preaching tonight on the cure for mental illness. And it says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." You know, I just thinking about that song Sister Rita just sung, "How Great He Is." And this verse talking about His greatness, His eternal power, His Godhead, just so great. The creation just speaks volumes about the greatness of the Creator. And it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." We want to jump over to verse 28. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." And we're preaching about mental illness. Reprobate mind is kind of where we're going. "To do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them." We'll stop our reading right there. I do want to say a word of prayer. We've just had several people we wrote down here just now that we want to mention as we're praying tonight. Father, we thank You to be in the house of God tonight. We thank You to be in the family of God tonight. Thank You, Lord, that You're such a loving, merciful, kind, gracious, gentle God. Yes. Lord, You give us, Lord, what we don't deserve. And Lord, for the most part, Lord, You don't give us what we do deserve. We thank You, Lord, for Your loving chastisement. Lord, we thank You, Father, that whom the Lord loves, He chastens. And yes. Lord, I've been chastened myself, never got a single one that I didn't need to help me, Lord, to walk before You in the beauty of holiness. And I pray, dear Father God, tonight for Your blessings upon this service, Lord, tonight. Help us, Lord. I'm not a great orator, not a big preacher, just a little preacher, Father. This is a big message, Lord, for me. Father, I want to pray tonight for Robert, Lord, Sister Sharon's neighbor, Lord, her father. Pray tonight for Kay. Lord, help Kay. They said she's running a fever. Lord, just look into that. We pray for Kay and Mark. Pray, Lord Father, for Tammy. Lord, she got shoulder pain. I pray, dear Lord, tonight for Brenda, for her health. I pray for Sister Joanne. I pray for Ronnie Lindsay and his wife, Patrick's mom and dad. I pray for Carol and Larry. Carol was involved in an accident at work. Pray for Sarah and Patrick. Pray, Lord Father, for Mark and Miranda. They're both dealing with this COVID virus. And Lord, I pray for our young people today. I pray they'd get an interest in the things of God and somehow be able to escape, Lord, the lies and the Lord, the sins that are being promoted today. And I pray for Brother Mitchell, Lord, and Sister Phyllis. I pray for Patty, James's wife. Lord, he said she is sick this morning, wasn't able to be at church. Lord, we just got a long list of people, Lord, that we want to lift up to you, Father, and in a prayer and ask God, Lord, you to visit them, ask you to help them, ask you, Lord, to heal them. Lord, we just thank you for this little church. Ask your blessings even tonight, Lord, upon our efforts to deliver this message. Yeah. We'll thank you, Lord, tonight for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Preaching tonight on the cure for mental illness. It's epidemic. I've never seen so much mental illness in my life. I will tell you this. They say that people that attend church, their mental health is superb. People that attend church, their health is superb. Not only mentally, but even physically, they live longer lives. They have better lives. What are you doing tonight, Brother Eddie? I'm trying to give you some advice. I do know we're living in perilous times. I do see things falling apart that shouldn't be falling apart. This nation was raised right. There was laws put in place to govern the affairs of this nation that have been sidetracked and disallowed. And we're seeing havoc. The cesspool of sin in this country just seems there's no end. Unthinkable things going on right now. And Brother Eric, they label it all under, they were mentally ill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a mental illness, I'm not going to denounce it, I'm not going to deny it, but a mental illness, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in Psalms 111 verse 10. It says a way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God in their eyes. In Romans chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. I see one thing about this mental illness. I believe it's due from an absence from the house of God. And I'll tell you what, if you find a good church, you found something good. Some churches you might be better off not to attend. Amen. But the Bible tells us God has a part and mental illness, Sister Carolyn. It says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace,
right,
whose mind is stayed on thee." Isaiah 26, verse 3. And God has a whole lot to do with mental illness. It's not like I can keep it myself. It's not like I can take a pill. And a lot of people do take pills, even with this subject matter I'm preaching on tonight. They think somehow, Bonnie, that it can be controlled with a pill. I do believe the Lord is missing in a lot of people's lives. I believe when God's where He needs to be, I believe their mind will be where it needs to be.
Amen.
But you know, all this blame, Brother Ed, on mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an absence of God, an absence of
that's right,
being in the house of God. You know, I learned a lot. I wasn't raised in church, didn't spend a lot of time in church. I remember as a little boy going to Vacation Bible School and walking up them steps at church right there on Columbia Avenue, and a big old red-headed man, Brother Eric, I stuck my little hand out and he swallowed my hand. I mean, I never seen such a hand on a man in all my life. Of course, I was little then, and I went in there, you know, and I have to admit, even though I was there, I wasn't there. My mind wasn't there. I was just there because I wanted to see what was going on. God didn't deal with me. I thank God there was a day when He did deal with me. And I want you to know, when God did deal with me, I got a checkup from the neck up. And I've had the right mind ever since I got saved. Amen. I want you to know, God puts everything where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And I was a mess, But praise God, I'm glad God can fix the mess. And you know, being in church helped me out a bunch in a category of mental illness. Amen. And I do promote people going to church. I believe that's the best thing that you can do to keep from losing your mind in this crazy day we're living in. Amen.
Exactly.
Right. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. It says, "For in Him," notice in three words, "in Him, the cure for mental illness is Jesus." The Bible says in Isaiah, and we're going to read more about Acts 17, verse 28 here in a minute. But in Isaiah 48, verse 22, "Apart from Jesus, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." I want you to know, buddy, a church attendance will really help in the category of mental illness. I'd like to have some of the mentally ill people here even tonight.
Right.
I do believe God's word doesn't return void.
Right.
I believe still it'll prosper in the thing it's sent to do. I do believe it's still able to help people. I do believe the Bible said He sent His word and He healed them. And I want you to know there's an absence of the word of God in our schools today. And it's making a difference in our young people.
Right.
Man, they go in one way, they come out another way.
Yep. Right.
And just to look at them, you think they're mentally ill, but they're still salvageable. There's a lot of young people today, they're really messed up. Some of the things that they're entertaining themselves with today, I'd be scared to death of. I wish our young people would stay in church. I wish they would find out that God has a plan for their life, a good plan. He said, "I know my thoughts concerning you, that they're good, not evil, to give you an expected end." One day I expect to end up in heaven, Brother Eric.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm heaven bound. Like Brother Ed, when it comes, I'm leaving, amen.
Right.
Brother Ed said something about one of his brothers is coming down here. And he said, "Brother Ed, he's going to fly down here in an airplane." He said, "I done told him to take you up. I want to be properly notified about that." But I have never flown. I've never left the ground. I ain't got no problem with that because I know one day I am going to leave the ground. Amen. But he said that and I thought, wow, man, a chance to get up off of this ground, that'll be something else. I hit a quail on the way to work tonight. A quail's so big they can't fly fast. And it flew out in front of me and I was going too fast. Anyway, I couldn't slow down. I looked back and there's a cloud of feathers back behind my van. And you know, I just wasn't built for flying is what I'm trying to say. But a church attendance will help in the category of mental illness. I've been in a maximum security prisons. I've been in correctional centers. I've been in minimum security prisons. And I've seen people, and I mean, their lives is messed up.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, every one of them wanted help, Sister Bonnie.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be in the condition they's in. They made bad decisions, and it had an effect on them. I mean, they're locked up like animals. I remember talking to one through a door, and he wasn't allowed to come out. Some of them, they got to come out. And you could walk with them while they just let them out for like an hour. And while they was out for an hour, they wanted some exercise. And they're walking, and you can walk with them and talk with them. And a lot of them, you know, they wish they wasn't in there. They know why they're in there, but they wish they wasn't in there. Of course, today and now, man, you can smash and grab, and they let you out the same day. You kill somebody, and you're out the same day. You talk about mental illness, I think this country has got mental illness. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bible said in, I believe, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of the Son of Man is fully set on them to do evil."
Yeah.
Of course, all I watch is the news. Just seen this morning, 70-year-old woman trying to get to her apartment, three guys beat her up, kicked her in the head, left her. And you know, that don't make no sense to me. I don't know this to be true. I've heard this. It may not be true. But I have heard this, that the CIA has a project, and I'm not trying to spill the beans here. I just heard this, that they can program someone's mind, almost like hypnotizing them, Well, they can program someone's mind and make them a killing machine, and it's triggered by one word statement. And all they got to do is say something like, you know, I don't know, you know, banana or something like that. I don't know what the key word is, but when you say that word, this person snaps. And they go into schools and shoot these schools up. Now, I don't know that to be true. That could be propaganda. But I heard it kind of through the grapevine that they're doing a mental, some kind of subjection on people and using them to promote this violence to do away with the Second Amendment. I got news for them. They're not doing away with my Second Amendment. Hey, man, I'm like Brother David Epps, he said, hey, I bought me another gun to back up the gun I already got, amen. He said, I'm not wanting to get in Foxy Book of Martyrs. He said, I'm going out with a blaze of fire, amen. But in him, Jesus, that's the cure for mental illness. You know one thing about Jesus, he's the good shepherd. He loves his sheep. He tends to his sheep. He's been tending to me for 34 years. And I want you to know I've been in good care. Amen. It says, for in Him we live. I'm going to break that verse down a little bit. In Him is life. John chapter 1 verse 4. He not only came that we might have life, but He came that we might have life more abundantly. John 10:10. He that hath the Son hath life. And I've got Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. 1 John 5:12. I have peace of mind just knowing that I have Jesus, and that I have eternal life, and that I have an eternal home. You know, I want you to know God wants everybody to know that. If I didn't know that, I'd probably have mental issues. But you know what? Just knowing that I have Jesus, just knowing that I have eternal life, just knowing that I have an eternal home helps me to cope with some of this stuff that they're pushing on people today. People today, they're on edge. They're ready to break. They're not stable. You have to watch yourself around some of them. Some of them are violent. Some of them are what I'd call a recluse. You know, they go in dark places and they don't want to come out. They don't want to have a social life. They just want to somehow be left alone. I'm glad Jesus didn't leave me alone. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, He did come to me. Amen. We preached last Sunday and Sarah sent me a message. Said she liked that message where Jesus went to them. And I'm glad He did come to me. Amen. But in Him we live. And in Him we move. You know, you think that you can do whatever you want. But you should say, if the Lord be willing, we shall live and do this or that, James chapter 4, verse 15. Right. You know, God's allowed me to do a lot of things. Yeah. And Jesus went on to say in John chapter 15, verse 5, He said, without me you can do nothing. I've done that about most of my life. But now thanks to Jesus, man, I can do just about anything I want. I say that, and I was coming out the bedroom there at the house trying to help the granddaughter find something, and went through the door and turned that knee right there, and I said, you got to be kidding me. I come out of the house, look like Festus on Gunsmoke, but hey, it's all right now, just light affliction, amen. But you know, we're frail, but the Lord can help us to do the things that we need to do. The cemeteries are full of people that left God out of their plans, like the man that the Lord mentioned in Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 20. God called that man a fool the night that He required his soul. Amen. Yeah. But in Him we live. And I have to admit, the Lord's been good to me.
Amen.
I didn't expect to live to be 40 years old. And I'm still here and I'm 68.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you don't look. And I said, how much do I owe you? Amen. Oh, my. I feel like I'm on the second time around. Amen. But you know what? I also said, look about that. What if I hadn't? I got saved probably about 40 been it. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says ungodly men won't live out half their days. And here I was, 34 years old, lost and undone without God. And the Lord passed by. And He passed by me, and praise God, I had enough sense to cry out like blind Bartimaeus, have mercy on me, amen. Hey, I'm glad He did. any man be in Christ, he said, we're a new creature, amen. Hey, old things passed away, and behold, all things are new. I like this new life, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man, oh man, I sleep a whole lot better since I got the Lord on board. You talking about perfect peace, I may have too much of it, Brother Jerry. Man, I can sleep driving. That's Donnie. We come back by Wild River. What about Donnie?
Baby.
He's over. He said, you're waiting. I said, no. He said, let me drive. I said, I got this. I worked on that long. And we was going to take off up there at Ohio River and hunt arrowheads. We went all day long. I'm driving home. I've got a boat behind this thing. They gave us the right away too, buddy. I won't tell you right now, but Donnie was in my truck. Donnie was in my truck, and I looked over there, and his eyes looked like Mr. Magoo, I'm telling you, buddy. But hallelujah, I'm glad that God is a very present help in time of trouble. I believe I caused him to do a little praying over there. Yeah. Lord, help Brother Eddie, amen.
Amen,
brother. But the Lord makes a difference, and in Him we live, and we live the right life. I was, I guess, going through the motions of life for 34 years, but I never did really live till I got saved. Man, I'm telling you, when I got saved, I didn't have to worry about dying no more. It wasn't hanging over my head. Didn't have to worry about anything no more. Man, you talking about good. Lord been good to me. Amen.
Amen.
And the life that I now live, Paul said, I live by the grace of God. And you know, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And Sister Vine, that's all I need to be. Amen. He covers it all. Hallelujah. And you know, we have our being. That's really the one I was headed for. But in the Lord, we live and move and have our being. You know, you take that for granted. That being, that ability to process information, that faculty. You know, I'm not real smart, but I'm smart enough to know that, you know, the Lord has got a big part in our being. That man that was sitting at the feet of Jesus in Mark chapter 5, verse 15, he's clothed, he's in his right mind, and Jesus has cured him of his mental illness. And Jesus, he cured mine too, amen. I mean, nobody in their right mind treated their body like I did mine. I used my mouth for a funnel. No telling how much alcohol I poured down my throat. But I want to say this about that man. How did he get so messed up? So fierce. So demonic. So tortured. Maybe it was due to neglect. You know, something went wrong with that guy. Nobody could help him. Nobody could tame him. And you know, Jesus actually went to him. He went to him for this purpose, to deliver him from the bondage that he was in, and to put him in his right mind, to get him back on track. You know, I look at this world today. They remind me a lot of this man right here. They just don't have any peace. They don't have any reservations. It's all me, me, me. You know, Jesus, the two commandments are this right here. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. They don't love God. They don't love their neighbor. I think they love their self. But I don't think they even really know how to do that. Amen. But just plumb out of character. People just seen a girl drive her car into a house caught on fire, they said, running way up high speed. Some woman goes through an intersection and here comes so-called nurse running over 100 miles an hour. And it's not like the light's green. It's been red forever. She just goes through and broadsides, kills 6 people. Makes you wonder what the heck's going on. That senator, what is a senator, just got killed. Somebody said they hit head on. They said first it was the other car's fault. Now they think it's her fault. I'm just telling you, buddy. Thank God for the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. How in the world did this man get in this condition? I do believe that it was due to neglect. Might have been his neglect.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says, let not my word depart from thine eyes. That sounds like a hint. Sounds like some advice. Let it not depart from thine eyes. Keep it in the midst of thine heart. for their life to all those that find them and health to their flesh. Jesus said in John 6:63, I believe it is, the words that He speaks, He said, their spirit and their life. I'm telling you, I believe this boy, through neglect, got in the predicament he was in. Praise God, Jesus can still help him, amen. Mm-hmm. He went through a storm, went through across the sea, just to get to where this man was, and delivered him from the bondage he was in. The Bible tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, Proverbs 22:6. But what if you don't train them up? What if you don't teach them? The Bible says a child left to himself bringeth his mother shame. Proverbs 29:15. They're not going to make it without our help. Amen. And by the way, these are perilous times.
Yep.
Bible said in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We got people living on streets today. We got people stealing houses, stealing cars, taking people's lives in broad daylight, shooting one another. Mental illness. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You're right. Sister Sharon.
That's right.
Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and took on himself the form of a servant, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But that mind, you know, that mind, we had a commercial one time, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, I'll tell you right now, I believe we're doing a lot of that wasting of the mind today.
Oh, yes.
I got a computer. The other went belly up. And you know, dumb as I am, especially when it comes to computers, one thing you got to do is you got to set this thing up. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I had to get some help. But this computer, it ain't going to do nothing till you get it set up. And once you get it set up, it'll pretty much do what you want it to do. Well, our mind is a lot like that computer.
Yeah.
You got to get it set up. The psalmist has said, my heart's fixed. And you know what? When your heart's fixed, your mind will work right. And I want you to know they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But we can look around and see where people have made a terrible mess concerning their mind. They fed it all the wrong things. Jesus mentioned about, as a man thinketh, so is he. In the days, they use that. They misconstrue that. They say, I think I'm this, therefore I am. But that's not the context of that verse at all. But they misconstrue that. They try to say, you know, I'm a so-and-so. And while I'm at it, I might as well go ahead and preach on this morning. This homosexual nonsense is nothing but straight out of the pits of hell. God said it was an abomination.
Right.
It still is an abomination.
Yeah.
I want you to know God made everything right. And when God's where He needs to be, we'll be where we need to be too. Amen?
Amen.
Do you notice they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge? They don't want to go God's way. They don't want to hear what thus saith the Word of God. They want to do it their way, like Frank Sinatra. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll tell you what, when God's where He needs to be, they'll be where they need to be. Amen? This poor man, worst case scenario, he got an extreme makeover. Amen?
Yeah.
He was naked. He was cutting himself. He was crying. Now he's sitting clothed and he's in his right mind. And you know what? He's wanting to follow Jesus. Amen. Me and me. Amen. But listen, I want you to know when the mind's right, the rest will be right. But God's got to be where He needs to be. If God's not in your heart, if God's not in your mind, I want you to know right now, you're not going to go the right way. You're not going to do the right thing. You're going to do like the world and the devil, the God of this world is going to do. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I watch the news nowadays. I'm sitting there thinking, what were they thinking? This nonsense going on. What they call them, drag queens. Ain't nothing queen about a man wearing a dress. Painting his eyes. Putting on some kind of red. I say throw them out. We don't need that. Our children don't need that. They don't need that in their environment. They need to know about Jesus. They need to know about the love of God. They don't need to know about some guy with a beard I don't really understand it myself. I just know it's not of God. It's of the devil. Amen. The Bible said a man's not supposed to put that on which pertains to a woman. And here they are with a dress on. And they come out there and act like they're Cinderella. And they come out there and act like they're from a Disney movie. And I'm saying at least they can shave. Amen. Then you've got these people just take it to the extreme. It's like it can't go far enough. They've got to go a little further. The Bible talks about adding sin to sin. Yeah. They just get so extreme that you wonder why nobody can blush no more. Why we somehow sit and say nothing about this stuff that just bothers me. And I say, what can I say? What can I do? Some guy said, get some C4. I don't know. But a preacher preaching this morning talking about going around the stuff, he said, get some C4 out and move the stuff and then you can plow straight again, amen. Well, I tell you, some of this stuff ought not to be. The Bible's sufficient, and especially if you got the right Bible. But the Bible is sufficient for you to have the right mind, for you to have your faculty working like it should. Not in the gutter, not in darkness, but you know what, in righteousness, thinking right things, doing right things, and reaping right things. But this mental illness thing, somebody kills somebody, somebody beats somebody up, somebody rapes somebody, say, he's mentally ill. Yep. Well, it might have been, that ain't no excuse.
That's right.
He had enough of his mental faculty to do what he did, mm-hmm. and then plead mental illness. I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. Our country has got an epidemic, and it ain't COVID-19.
Right.
It's mental illness.
Yeah.
We got to get back to the book. We got to get back to what thus said the Word of God, and we're going to continue this trend. And thank God, I'm like Brother Ed, I'm glad the Lord is coming back.
Yeah.
I'm like old John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. My oh my, as you look around, you remember the Bible said in Psalms chapter 9 verse 17, all the wicked shall be turned into hell.
Yep.
Says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. I look at America when I see that verse, not only have they forgot God, but I'll tell you what, they're so far from God right now, if God showed up they wouldn't even recognize Him.
No.
But He's going to show up. And they're going to wish they'd made room for Him. There might not have been no room for Him first time, Brother Ed. Going to be room for Him this time.
Amen. They sure are.
Cure for mental illness. It's simple. It's Jesus.
Right. Right.
I want you to know Jesus can help this suffering generation we're in. Oh my. I ain't got no hair anyway, but I ain't going to dye it rainbow. I can tell you that right now. And I'm wondering, some people, I'm looking. They're blue-headed, red-headed. They're candy colored. I don't know. I never seen such a dude. But it all to me sitting there thinking, why not just leave it as it is? I mean, hey, I cut my own hair this morning. I lowered my ears, pulled them down and wore it out. Went across the back there. Hey, I'm just trying to make the old barn look good as I can, amen. But I tell you right now, I for sure ain't going to put on no hair color on this head. I come in here with flaming pink hair. Y'all shoot me and put me out of my misery because something's wrong, amen. But you go to Walmart, and I mean, it's on display. You walk down there and you think, am I in a zoo or am I in a Walmart shopping store?
Yeah,
I'm saying, I mean, I got to get a second look. I said, you got to be kidding me. Some of this stuff, I don't know where they get to mind to go there, but I'm telling you, you're talking about getting a sight. It may be, we went up there to see that ark up there, and thank you, Rita, for even mentioning that and putting everything together. We got to go up there. That was a great experience, and I do want to go back. I really enjoyed that, but it was good to be somewhere where everything was where it's supposed to be.
Right.
And then you go out to Walmart and you think, where am I? And hey, man, I'll just say tonight about mental illness, Jesus is the cure. Without Jesus, no one can be in their right mind. The devil, the Bible said that he entered into Judas, and he went out and said, what do you give me for him? Sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Nobody in their right mind would sell the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. In Judas's case, it had to be. The Lord had to be betrayed. He said, if I not chosen you 12, one of you is the devil, there in John chapter 6. It was prophecy that he had to be betrayed. But Jesus said, woe unto that man.
Yeah.
that betrays him. He said he'd be better off if he'd never been born. Well, there's a lot of people going to meet God on those terms right there.
That's right.
He'd be better off if he'd never been born to live a life apart from Jesus. You know, I'm sitting here a late bloomer, I guess. You know, I got in late. I've been playing catch up. But I tell you what, I'm glad he allowed me the opportunity to still get in, to still get saved, to still read the Word of God and be informed on the things of God, to know, praise God, that I'm saved, to know that He's coming, to know, praise God, He's still in charge. No matter how bad it gets down here, hey, He's going to straighten it all out. I can't wait till He does. Amen. Man, I'll tell you what, that does me good just to know that man is not in charge. Look, makes me feel good.
That's right.
No, Lord's going to come out and straighten this mess out.
Yeah, He is.
Man, oh man. Yeah. Lord, we thank You for the thought tonight.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray You'll help us, Lord, to be an example of the believer in word and in deed. May we talk like we ought to talk.
Yes.
Lord, may we look like we ought to look. And may we do like we ought to do. Lord, this world needs the Bible, and I guess we're going to be the living epistles. We're probably going to be the only Bible, Lord, that some of them will ever read. And I pray, God, if they do, they'll find Jesus on every page of our life. I pray, Lord, You'd help us, Lord, to turn thanks over our food in public. I pray, Lord, Father, You'd help us, Lord, to try to help people that are in need, Lord, not for gain, but Lord, for Lord, just to be bring honor and glory to You, Lord, that we might be profitable unto You, that we might be the hands of God, that we might be the eyes of God and the feet of God, Lord, to continue the love of God down here, Father, in this God-forsaken world, Lord, I pray You'll help us, Lord, to do, Lord, Your work in Your vineyard, and Lord, we pray Your blessings tonight upon all these things. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get a Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, verse of invitation to him. Thank you for coming tonight. But I don't know about you, but I see an epidemic of mental illness in the workplace, in the